understand you.
Oh, here on holiday... Well, Britain is also a place where you can find sunshine. Remember, in Britain, no place is more than 70 miles from the sea, so just be careful where you put your feet. If you do fall off, however, there's generally someone around to help you.
Yes, and here we have one of Britain's top lifeguards, Dougie Fett. Hello, Dougie.
Hello.
You're a lifeguard, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Well, it must be a very dangerous work.
Oh, it is. The other day, I was on the beach collecting pebbles, all different colours, for my sandcastle, when suddenly a big wave came and knocked them all out of my hand. That was so frightening.
Yes, I'm sure. But what is your job as a lifeguarding beau?
Well, when the waves get very big, I have to move all people's towels back, and I have to put up a red flag and shout, "Please don't bathe."
What happens if sometimes people disobey your orders?
Well, they do, hundreds of them. They come and bang on my beach hut and let the air out of my water wings.
What about the kiss of life?
No, I'll be all right in a minute, honestly.
Well, here on holiday club... Well, I think the sun's only just gone in for a few minutes, for a bit, so what I'll do is I'll put a bit of cream on to prevent the rays of the sun. And now, over to the beauty desk to show you how to deal with all that holiday sunshine.
Hello. I've just been sitting under a hot sun ray lamp. I wonder if you can see which side of my face has caught the sun. Yes, you're quite right. It's this side. Well, there's no harmful sunburn thanks to a revolutionary new preparation, Gulliver's DG91 suntan oil, which stops all those harmful rays. This is natural oil straight off the beach. A Mr. G. Garden of Preston wrote in to us and said that a very good way of avoiding sunburn was to cover your arms and legs with bread and butter pudding. Well, we tried this out in our laboratory and we came to the conclusion that Mr. Garden was mad. But he does make very good bread and butter pudding.
Quite delicious.
Now let's have a look at where people go for their holidays. I have with me a man who's been to the same place for 29 years. Mr. Gavril, would you tell us where you have been every August for the last 29 years?
Manchester.
Oh, I see. And why Manchester?
Well, the beach huts there are much cheaper, and you don't get sand in your shoes, and we have a lovely little place just next...